From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. For wildlife, it's time to display winter survival adaptations, or a lack thereof. What strategy will you choose? Your options to deal with winter are limited to five basic strategies. Number one, die. Annual plants and many insects die off, leaving offspring as seeds, eggs, or larval caterpillars or aquatic nymphs. People avoid this strategy. Too radical. Number two, don't live here. Leave. Songbirds, hawks, waterfowl, several bats, monarch butterflies, and resident human snowbirds migrate south to warmer climes. Number three, remain inactive all the time. Hibernate. True hibernating mammals include only woodchucks and woodland jumping mice, whose deep sleep metabolic rates and body temperatures plummet to near death state for months. Number four, remain inactive most of the time. Bears, skunks, raccoons, chipmunks are among the common mammals who sleep away the coldest days in a winter torpor that includes lowered metabolic rates. During warm spells, they awaken in dens and may even leave for short periods of limited activity before returning to their light sleep. Human couch potatoes use this strategy. Number five, be active. Be very active. Carnivores, foxes, coyotes, bobcats, and weasels are active hunters. Herbivores like snowshoe hares, moose, and porcupines, and rodents including squirrels and beavers remain active, feeding on twigs, bark, or stored seeds. Tracks in the snow reveal the species most active and best adapted to consume and conserve precious calories during our long northern winter. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.